Welcome to a special edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast. It's special because I had just about given up hope on getting this guest into our studio, but when I saw him yesterday at JPJ, he graciously agreed to come over to the McHugh Center this afternoon. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and in the big chair across from me today is former UVA basketball star Justin Anderson, who's now a rookie with the Dallas Mavericks. Justin, thanks for making this work, and welcome. How long are you in town?
Thank you for having me on. I'm in town until Friday. Today's Monday, or today's Tuesday. I apologize. I'm in town until Friday night, and then I head to Chesapeake for Mike Scott's basketball camp before heading back on the road to do a couple of camps.
Like many thousands of people, I watched the video from your draft night celebration, and I saw your reaction to the phone call you got from the Mavs. For someone who grew up dreaming of playing in the NBA like you did, what was that night like?
Exactly like you said, dreaming. You know, it was a dream for a long time, a 21-year-old dream. And you can only imagine how long that wait is. And when that moment happened, when that phone call occurred, when everyone just kind of just that huge relief of breath in the air. Everyone's just so excited to know where I'm going to go, and my dream has finally came true. The feeling is irreplaceable and something that I probably could never recreate no matter how hard I try. But it was definitely life-changing and very memorable, and it was just an amazing night.
Dallas selected you with the 21st pick of the first round. That made you the first player from UVA to be drafted in the first round since Corey Alexander went number 29 overall to the Spurs back in 95. I know Corey is one of your mentors and you're close with him. Do you occasionally mention to Corey that you were picked 8 spots ahead of him?
Well, you know what? As soon as I do that, you know he's going to come back with something about how many career points did you have at UVA. Or, you know, I would never win with him until I finish my career probably. But it's very ironic because he had a major contribution to me coming to UVA. Right. He was very he influenced my family to make the big decision to leave my public area and go to a private school in Maryland. So he's had a lot to do with some of my success. And he was actually the person that was working out with me during my pre-draft, trying to show me what it was like to be a pro, getting me up early in the morning, running on a treadmill, and doing the stair climber and things like that. So without his help, I think it would have been a tougher journey. And he showed me how to become a pro before I even got there.
When you declared that you were going to enter the draft, at the time, you know, people were saying you were a late first round, early second. At what point during the pre-draft process did you realize, like, hey, I'm a first rounder now, and now it's kind of a question of whether I go in the teens or early 20s?
Well, the worst thing about it is that you really don't have a satisfaction during this process. I mean, one day I was talking to Joe Harris about it. Many phone calls that we've had during the process, he hit the nail on the head saying one day you'll wake up and you're like, I'm first round, I'm good. So maybe I need to start trying to make a case for being in a lottery. And then it's like one day you may wake up and even though that it wasn't my situation at all, I still had days where I would wake up and say, man, there's a chance that I go undrafted. And it's a tough thing to battle with. But when it really hit me is when I started doing the pre-draft workouts with teams and going to see what the other competition was like. And one day I told myself, without, you know, cockiness or whatever, I said, there's not 30 players better than me in this draft. And that's when I really put my hard hat on and just put my head down and didn't worry about the opinions of others.
The Mavericks coach, Rick Carlisle, is, of course, a former UVA guard who played for Terry Holland on the 1984 Final Four team here. The two of them came back to Charlottesville in the fall of 2013 and spoke to the basketball team, of which you were a part. Did you get a chance to talk to Coach Carlisle back then? Did you have any relationship with him going into the draft?
Once again, the irony, just him coming in and speaking to us. I didn't have much of an interaction because, if I can remember correctly, he came in and gave us a talk before practice, but his talk ran up into his presentation for the ring ceremony that occurred at UVA, and he didn't get a chance to come watch practice because he said he talked to a couple of players individually, and he didn't get a chance to watch practice because he had a jet that left for whatever reason. So, but I do remember that, and I got to talk to him a little bit about his time here at UVA, talked to him about if he remembered, and of course he did, coming to speak to us as a group. So it's just, you know, it's just been an easier transition knowing that he's a who.
I don't know if you saw the video, but at I think it was his first press conference after the draft, Coach Carlisle gave a shout-out to the UVA baseball team for winning the College World Series, which was cool. That was the first thing he said when he was talking about you. Have you guys talked much about Virginia and Charlottesville? Or?
Well, I think I have to give a shout-out to the greatest baseball team. shout-out to those Hoos for the College World Series. But also, yeah, he's orange and blue blood. He talks about it to everybody. Everybody at the arena knows what Wahoo I is now, and it's associated with University of Virginia. So he's a huge supporter, and like I said, it just makes conversations between me and my head coach that much easier.
I know you're a big football guy. Are you a Cowboys fan? And if not, has Corey Alexander, who might be the biggest Cowboy fan out there, been working on you since you're in Dallas?
Well, it's back. I've been brainwashed my whole life to love the Redskins when I don't even like football. So I used to tell people I was a Redskins fan, but I don't like any particular team. I do like Dez Bryant, and he became even more of a favorite player of mine when I got a follow on Twitter. So I do like Dez Bryant a lot, and I want to go to a game to kind of get to know more about the organization, but man, yeah, Corey's gonna let me hear about that. I need a ticket or something, so we'll go together sometime, I'm sure.
One of your good friends is Johnny Carpenter, who was a legendary student manager for the men's basketball team here. Johnny worked in the Mavs video department last season. Did you pick his brain at all about the Mavs before and then after you were actually picked?
Well, before the draft process started, I called him knowing that how hard he works, called him saying, Johnny, what do I need to do to be preparing for these pre-draft workouts? And one of the first things he said is he calls me Jesse. He said, Jesse, you're going to be prepared. You're well prepared. You're going to be fine. There's nothing for you to worry about. And then I started talking to him about his organization. I was like, what makes you guys different? You know, how is it? And he just talked about how it was a first-class organization, how he loved being a part of that organization, how happy he was to even have the opportunity. And now being drafted by the Mavericks, and being around the staff and everyone there from the top to the bottom, everyone just constantly talks about how Johnny was great for Dallas and how he was just he was a pro in his own field. So Johnny is well-loved in Dallas, and hopefully we'll see him happy soon.
As just about everybody knows who follows sports, the Mavs have one of the most passionate and colorful owners in the NBA or any sport, in Mark Cuban. How much time have you spent with him, and what's he like in person?
I spent a good amount of time with him passing by. He'll have a little conversation with me. He was also with us in Summer League. Mm-hmm. He sat on our bench in Summer League, and he's just it's hard to explain. You know, a lot of people kind of – everyone asks me, what is it like being with Mark Cuban, working with Mark Cuban? And he's just a cool guy. I mean, he's very humble. Very hardworking. Like, he doesn't put himself above anybody. He just walks in our locker room sometimes, or walks in the training room, and says what's up to everybody, gives everyone high fives, and he really looks out for his guys, his team. And I'm very happy to just be a part of his organization.
In addition to being a first ballot Hall of Famer one day, Dirk Nowitzki seems to be a really good guy, at least from the outside. Is he as good a guy as he seems?
Yeah, Johnny has amazing stories on Dirk. Actually, he said he was telling me some of them before I even got drafted, because he helped him a lot with little things. But yes, he was actually one of my favorite players growing up. So seeing him and seeing how tall he is, it's just so sweet, you know, so surreal. And he's one of the hardest working guys at his age. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, possibly retirement soon or whatever. He was in the gym running on the treadmill and everything before anyone was there. So he gets his work done, and it's awesome to be a part of a team with him.
One of the holdovers on the Dallas roster from last season is Devin Harris, who played at Wisconsin when Tony Bennett was on the coaching staff there. Have you met Devin and had a chance at all to compare notes about the Bennett system and pack line and all that?
We take pride in it. We, you know how prideful I am about this university and our sports and everything. Well, Devin's the same. It's all still in the family with him and Coach Bennett. So he loves Coach Bennett. Coach Bennett loves him. I've talked to both people about each other, and they have a genuine love for one another, player to coach. And it's been great, you know, being able to talk about how well we were prepared, and him, you know, making statements of did coach come in and talk to you guys, right? Has Coach Bennett Senior to come in, or Coach Dick Bennett come in and talk to you guys, or whatever the case may be. So it's just more common ground, and it's been great.
You were one of the top performers at the Las Vegas Summer League this month. You averaged 17.5 points, 4.2 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 1.2 steals per game. How much did that experience help your confidence about your ability to make it at that level?
I was a little upset when I didn't get the first or second team. And I know I come from a very team organization, but when it comes to Summer League, I think it's very individual. And I kind of use it as my motivation tool going into the summer, preparing for the NBA season. But I think it gives guys an advantage. It gives players an opportunity to see what the game is like and go home and train before training camp start and work on the things that you need to work on. I think I had an overall good performance, but I think I can definitely be better. And that's something that I will probably always say until the end of my career. I'm just trying to find the little things that could be enhanced or improved. And it was a tremendous experience. I think we had a great core group of guys who really wanted to try to go out there and make a run for a championship.
You didn't end up playing against any of them in Vegas, but three of your former UVA teammates were out there too: Joe Harris, Akil Mitchell, and Darion Atkins. Did you see them off the court between games, or spend any time with them?
Well, the first time I saw Darion, the guy who I came out with, I saw him in the back of Thomas and Mac, and like the loading area and the loading dock, and he was talking to someone in the media, and I was so excited to see him because I think 2 days or 3 days had went by in Vegas that I haven't seen him, and he didn't see me, so I ran up and I jumped on him and gave him a hug, and that was just an awesome moment. And then everyone else, we all got to hang out with each other outside. I mean, we were in Vegas, so it's so many things to do, going out to the Strip and walking and looking at different stores and things. So we did that a couple of times, went out to dinner, a couple of nice restaurants. I think it was Emerald's restaurant, Delmonico's, I think. So it was a really fancy restaurant that we went to. But those older guys can afford it. Joe, Akil, those guys can take care of us younger guys. So it was great seeing them.
What advice – Joe has been through what you're about to go through, you know, rookie season in the NBA. Has he given you any advice about, you know, that experience and how to make the most of it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, just be a sponge and soak up all the information that you can get. Listen to your vets, listen to your coaches. And it makes everything so much easier when you're just willing to learn every day and you don't think that you have all the answers. And work hard, just get a lot of shots up. You know, it's a shot making league. You got to be able to make shots at the position that I'm in. And just remember that it's just a game. It's the same game that we've been playing for a long time, not to get caught up in too much of the noise surrounding it. So he's been giving me great little tidbits here and there, and I'm just so appreciative of him.
Obviously, you improved tremendously as a player during your 3 years in Coach Bennett's program. You also heard a lot about and were exposed to, you know, the pillars he talks about: humility, passion, unity, thankfulness, and servanthood. Do you think those things, is that something you'll carry with you throughout your professional career, even as you get distance from your college years in Charlottesville?
I was just going to say I will carry those with me for the rest of my life. In the NBA, you can wear wristbands, and what I've been wearing ever since I've left the university, even before I left, is just a white wristband that says Cavaliers. And for me, that just seeing Cavaliers and knowing what that represents, that represents those pillars. And those are pillars that I want to ingrain in my household when I get older and have my family, and just continue to pass them on. Because when you think about it, it's the key to life. It's the foundation to, you know, what's right. And Coach always talks about what we do is the right way, and he's daggone sure about it. He knows that he's prepared us, and it's been living proof for talking to Malcolm about his experience with LeBron right. Academy and USA, and my experience with NBA now and everything. We understand, like, wow, Coach Bennett really prepared us well.
You can drive yourself crazy by playing the what if game. That said, do you ever think about how the season might have turned out for you, you know, and for the team if you hadn't broken your finger against Louisville and then had the appendectomy?
Absolutely. That's the hardest one to play. I mean, it's very hard because I could possibly not be in the position that I'm in right now if the finger wasn't broken. And I'm very big in my faith and knowing that, you know, everything happens for a reason and everything will be all right. But selfishly, I think we had a chance. I think we were clicking on a level that I've never seen us click before. We were sharing the ball. We were playing hard defensively. We were together. And not that we weren't together after that. It was just different. It was a different bond that our guys found, and they did it for seven games. I think seven out of eight we won in a row. They found it, and I'm so happy that, you know, they picked up, and then it was just something there at the end of the year that we all just wished that everything went back to the way it was before, before we started to fall off a little bit. So it was tough, but at the same time, I'm grateful, and my teammates had my back the whole way.
The UVA program got some big news the other day when Austin Nichols announced that he's transferring here from Memphis with 2 years of eligibility left. I saw you tweeted out congratulations to Austin the other day. Do you remember him from that NCAA game in 2014?
More importantly, I remember him from his first visit. I remember us trying really hard. Our coaching staff knew that, and Coach Bennett knew how good he could be for us. And with the staff that we have, the whole office staff is just amazing. So when he finally made that commitment to come back home, I like to call it home, you know. That's my little bit of trash talk for the day. But, it was a no-brainer for me. As soon as I saw he transferred and he was looking at Virginia, I knew that was going to be the place he picked.
If you were still on the roster, this UVA team might well head into the season ranked number one nationally. Even without you, there's a ton of experience and talent in the program. What do you see for the team this coming season and in years to come with guys like Austin coming aboard?
Well, I woke up this morning at 6 to go run with the guys out on the turf field. And afterwards, Malcolm gave a very deep speech about, you know, how we're prepared and we know what it takes to win and we have a chance to be really good because our young guys aren't young anymore. And it kind of sent a chill through my body. I said, Coach Curtis, I got one more of those things left. Any way we could back out and use it. But, it's going to be a great team. I think another thing I told Coach Curtis is it's a tradition now. I think 1 year is too early to call it that. Maybe two. But now year three, winning a championship last year, it's a tradition, and I think it's an expectation that we have on ourselves to give it our best, to give it our best shot every time we go out and try to compete for a championship. So I think this team is going to be very successful for a long time.
One final question. I know you need to run. Do you have a favorite memory from your time at UVA on or off the court?
Oh, man. I mean, the easy thing to say, I don't know if you want the easy answer, but, of course, it's standing on the podium for that ACC championship. That's the easiest thing to say. But if I had to dig a little deeper, probably one of my favorite memories was, I would say Thomas Rogers, after our baseball game, either Thomas Rogers 3 for the Syracuse game. or the scholarship that he received after we played softball. And as a freshman, I saw my coach and Coach Bennett do that. And it was just, he's different. He's a father figure in all of our lives. He's just a great man. He cares so much about everyone. So just being able to see that happen right there in front of me, that something that I've never known could happen and seen happen before, was just, you know, seeing Thomas kind of tear up was probably one of my favorite memories outside of the easy ACC championship.
Justin, you've been a fantastic ambassador, not only for UVA basketball, but for the university as a whole. I'm sure that won't change now that you're in the NBA. Best of luck on and off the court. I'll be cheering for you, except when you're playing Boston. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for information on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.